This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
This is The Daily Tip, presented by BetMGM. Now, here's Chelsea Messenger and Michael Jenkins.
Let's look at the slate today and see which special underdog has a place in our heart today. Because guess what? As well as being, you know, the start of the holiday season, it's also National Mutt Day. So Ooh. Which underdog on the schedule deserves a loving home?
Adopt a dog.
All right, so we did this segment a lot during baseball season, trying to find some plus money winners on the money line. It's a little bit tougher when it comes to spread sports because you need almost like a shorter spread to, you know, have a chance at winning some of these games. But Jinx, are there any teams you saw on the slate today that you think are worth a sprinkle at some plus money?
There's one I like. Also, I got to tell you, National Mutt Day, I covered the Westminster Dog Show years and years ago, and I was in the bowels of Madison Square Garden, and besides everyone getting their dogs ready, there's all sorts of people selling things, and there was a lady there selling T-shirts, and each shirt had a different breed on it. So it could be German Shepherd, Poodle, French Bulldog, whatever. And so we're filming this, and I go, I bet you don't have a shirt that says Mutt on it. And she goes, I bet I do, and literally reaches into a box, pulls it out, and it says Mutt right on the front. I thought, whoa, that's a lady that has every breed covered, even the Mutt. So I got a Mutt for you right now. And you know what, Chelsea, because I'm a team player, because it's the Christmas season, I'm going with your Nashville Predators. I'm a good locker room guy. You got the favorite Boston Bruins coming to the Music City. I'm going with the Preds. Nashville, 7-4 at home this season. They have a slight advantage in the net with UC Saros between the pipes. He's 9-7-1 on the year with a goals against average of 2.50. The Bruins are 1-5 in their last six in Nashville, and the Preds overall are 20-8 in their last 28 home games. Give me the small Mutt, the Preds plus 105 at BetMGM. Let's go.
Yeah, I like the Predators, especially coming off a game in which Philip Forsberg, I think, scored four goals. So their offense seems to be getting going this week as well. For me, I am going to the NBA, and I am taking the Knicks at home against the Bulls. They're getting 2 points. I'll take them on the money line here as short dogs. If you look at the last time these two teams met up, it was a Chicago win, but it was the only game in the last 10 games in which the Knicks did not hit double-digit threes. It was a really poor shooting night from the Knicks overall, shooting just 41% from the field and only making 7 of 27 threes. So I think if you take in a better night shooting for the Knicks, and some of that you can attribute to the Bulls defense because it is a tough Bulls team, but I think the Knicks can shoot a little bit better in this one because they are top 10 in the league in field goal percentage and also three-point percentage. Or actually, I think they're a little farther down in field goal percentage, but still a good shooting team usually. And that last time out was not a good night for them. So I think some regression should be coming on the positive end for their shooting. And I will take the Knicks at home getting 2 points against the Bulls.
I like it. That was the other game I looked at in the NBA, and I thought, I bet Chelsea chooses that one. I'm thinking about it too. But then I went hockey, so let's get some dog money.
Yeah, so let's look at the NBA schedule a little bit tonight. And we just touched on it, this Bulls and Knicks game. This line has already moved to 2, which I don't love because it was 1.5. Now it's 2 with the Knicks getting 2 points. And like I said, these teams just faced each other 2 weeks ago with the Bulls winning 109-103. I think the X factor for the Knicks has been Alec Burks. Since Kemba Walker has been taken out of the starting rotation, Alec Burks has been an absolute sensation, a guy that scored over 20 points last time out against the Nets. And this is a Knicks team that just kept it close with the Nets, one of the best teams in the East. So I think they can keep it close here with the Bulls, another team that's been pretty solid in the East as well.
Yeah, I think so too. I love the fact that Alec Burks is getting his chance to go in there and show what he can do. I also wonder, and we talked about this with Julius Randle complaining about his foul calls or lack thereof because he only went to the line twice in his previous game, whether or not he gets to the line more, whether that has an impact at all. Because remember, the official said, well, the reason why you're not getting the calls is you're too strong. At least that's what he said, the official said to him. I don't know if that's going to play a factor, but sometimes that can be a thing back in the official's mind where they think, okay, let's pay a little bit extra attention to Julius, make sure that he gets those foul calls because he's not a superstar, but he's pretty damn close. He's not on the KD level, the LeBron level, but Julius Randle is a hell of a basketball player. I do like the Knicks tonight, even though the Bulls are very good on the road, 5-1 against the number as a road favorite.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road, the steeper the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, so we've talked about mental gymnastics on this show, and sometimes you have to do a little bit of mental gymnastics to talk yourself into playing some of these bad teams, but I don't know if I can do enough backflips and mental gymnastics to take the Pistons tonight. Getting 12.5 against the Suns. I am very aware that the Suns are coming off a big matchup against the Warriors, but they looked pretty dominant, even without Devin Booker in that game. So obviously we're talking about a big spread here, but the Pistons just got blown out, and it's not a good team. It's probably a stay away for me, but do you have a side or a leaning on this one?
Well, at first I thought, okay, the Suns don't have D Book, so maybe this is an opportunity for the Pistons to cover the number. But as you said, Devin Booker left early against the Warriors. That sure as hell didn't matter. That was in Phoenix. This game is in Phoenix. And I looked at the Pistons as a dog, as a road dog, and they're around 500 this season against the numbers. So even without Booker, I don't think I trust the Pistons to come in and keep this close, but it's such a large number. I'm like you. This is a stay away for me.
All right. And then another scenario is taking a team off a back-to-back because it looks like a nice spot here for the Bucks on the road at the Raptors. They're only laying 4.5 points. The Raptors have not been a great team so far this season. But again, the Bucks coming off a back-to-back, but they're also looking for their 8th straight win, in which they've only gone 4-4 against the spread during that stretch, but still a nice stretch for the Bucks. I think this is a short price, and it looks a little fishy, honestly, to me, especially for a Toronto team that's 1-9 against the spread at home this season.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking at right now, and you really don't get a good idea because it's so early where the money is coming in, because obviously we're a morning show and things can change rapidly. That happened to me the other day where I made a hockey pick, and then they went with the backup goalie before the game started, and I thought, well, I didn't anticipate that, and I lost because I placed the bet too early. Here, I would maybe keep an eye out and look at the money, but I'm like you, Chelsea. I don't know why you don't lay the 4.5 with the Bucks. It doesn't make a lot of sense. It seems way too short because the Bucks are looking for their 9th straight win. Okay, they're 4-4 against the number during that stretch, but this Raptors team is so bad. Maybe you can make an argument that the Bucks are tired because it's the back end of a back-to-back, but outside of that, I might make the chalky play. I might go chalk donkey here and lay the 4.5 with Milwaukee.
Yeah, I think I'm going to be monitoring this one throughout the day and kind of see how the number moves.
For more, listen to The Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 Eastern on the BetQL Network, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.